Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I've had an itch in my brain and a feeling. Right now, I feel so overwhelmed and comfortable. I've been wanting to bring this back for a long time. I'm really sad that I stopped doing it for a long time because I actually really, really love podcasting. And there's been so many signs in my life to bring this back to life. Friends in my life have been interested in podcasting. And I've had this other guy saying that he wants to start a podcast and just helping him do that. It's reminded me of how much I enjoy this. And so I'm very glad to be back. So much has happened in the past 6 months. It's been 6 months. I'm really sad that I stopped because it was the longest thing I've ever done weekly. Well, that's actually changed now, so that's something to talk about. But so much has happened in the past 6 months. I have grown so much mentally, spiritually, and just in my overall knowledge of my hobbies and what I want to do with the future and what God has done in my life. It's been absolutely crazy. And I'm sad that I haven't been documenting the past 6 months because life has progressed and moved so quickly that I would have never expected any of what has happened to happen. And so, yeah, I'm sad. I'm really sad that I didn't do it. But around the time where I stopped, I got really busy. I started working a lot more. And like as an actual job, it's the first time I've actually properly had a job like that. So that has been crazy. That's one of the main reasons I stopped. Also because college got really intense. And so I kind of had to stop something. And as I'm saying that, life is pretty crazy right now. And there's a lot going on. And I feel like I don't have much time for anything. So the fact that I'm starting this up again makes me worried because I really want to keep this going. It's something that makes me feel excited. It's a very interesting way to documenting life and capturing interviews with people and just hearing about what it's like to live. And podcasting is such a unique way of doing that. And so it's really exciting to bring this back. I just want to keep it going and I'm going to work hard to. Anyways, after that, the summer started and I finished my first year of my college. It's a film college that I've been a part of. And so it was a pretty cool milestone to get to that. And the fact that I'm only like 6 months from finishing school, like finishing school, that is crazy to me. It's something I've looked forward to for ages. And the fact that it's so close and it's going to come by so fast. The past 6 months flew by. It feels like yesterday I was podcasting. And so 6 months left, it's crazy. I would love to keep this going for 6 months until I finish college or just keep going from there. It's crazy to think what could happen. But yeah, the summer started and there was a lot of things happening that summer. A lot of unknowns. I think I had stuff planned for that summer for a while, but it all changed. But it was absolutely amazing. The first week was really nice to pretty much do nothing. Oh, I did a lot of work, and so I got my first smartphone that I've ever purchased myself. So that was a really cool milestone. And then I went to two youth camps back to back for 2 weeks straight, and those 2 weeks were probably some of the best weeks of my entire life. As living with people who are there to worship God, follow God, and learn more as I'm doing the same, and camping with them, spending 24/7 with those people, you create a bond that you can't create even with people that you work with for years. Something about being together, camping, being with each other every second of the day, and being there to worship God, that is something there. You create a connection with those people that you're with that I don't think will ever break. I'm sure stuff will happen in the future and we'll be apart, but that those memories that we made there will never be forgotten. Some of the amazing things, just being with family for the first week, we went with our family's church, and being there, just the worship, the being with thousands of people worshiping the same God. Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I really wish I was recording podcasts episodes then, because so much happened. There's not even enough time to talk about everything. It was absolutely amazing what God did there and what he did through me. Just being challenged through the talks, the older talks, just the people speaking so much truth into what I was going through and challenging me to be a better follower of Jesus. It became so real and so clear to me that week about what it is to be a follower of Jesus and what it's like, what you do every day and how important God is. Just highlighting that to me to then give me the fire and the passion to follow him every day and become a follower of Jesus for my decision, not anyone else's. It became so real. It was incredible. There's so much more I could talk about that week. It was amazing. And then the week after, we went to a very similar event with my church, and it was a bit smaller. And so I've never been there before, so I didn't expect anything, and it was very interesting. And the people at my church, now I am so, very much like the first one, so connected, and there's stuff that happened there that we'll never forget and that will always be a part of our lives. It's amazing to share something like that with people. But with that one, it felt smaller, and it's not that it didn't feel less important, but the talks didn't feel so directed towards me like the first one did. But the worship at Limitless, which was the second one, was absolutely insane. I can't believe how open everyone was to what God was doing in that time of worship, and how, what God did during that time is just unexplainable. Just the amount of clarity for people, like sort of like letting go of things that were deep down, and people huddling around, people praying and worshiping, and that space, nothing I've ever been a part of was quite like how each worship session, that's a hard word to put together, but it was just absolutely amazing. I can't believe what God was doing there, and he did so much through me that week, and I feel so much more mature in my faith and confident. There, I really learned the skills to be an everyday Christian, not a Sunday Christian. It was really amazing for me, and I learned so much about myself, who God is, and the importance of friendship. I created some amazing friends that week, and the fact of seeing them every week is just the highlight of my week. I absolutely love seeing those guys. So yeah, those two weeks, so much happened, and I still can't quite believe how much happened, how much I grew in that. It was absolutely incredible. Just realizing it, I didn't even talk about the crazy adventure to Zambia that I had about the week that I finished podcasting. That's a whole nother episode that I should do. Let me write that down. Then after those two amazing weeks, I went to Sweden as my first ever trip and flight by myself. I went to go see some friends that I grew up with in China. And so that was amazing for me. I really felt like I grew up a lot and I became a lot more independent. This summer, I became so independent and grew up a lot. I'm so glad I did what I did and went outside my comfort zone to do that. And so spending a week with my friend Tobias was amazing, and I absolutely love that man. And just talking each other about our faiths and what we're going through and how important just friendships are and how important we want to make God a part of our lives, and just having someone who's so similar to me and being able to be with him for a week and just live life together. And instead of reflecting on memories we used to have growing up, creating new ones. And so I'm so glad for that trip. And that was amazing for me, as I fully funded it myself and going there by myself and just going outside my comfort zone to do so. I learned so much more about myself. This summer was absolutely amazing. I keep repeating myself because so much happened, and my face is hurting because I'm smiling so much. My cheeks are actually sore right now because it was such a crazy summer reflecting on what happened. There's not enough time to go through everything that's happened in the past 6 months. Anyways, after that, well, actually before that, I started doing Verses of the Day reels on Instagram and TikTok. So basically what I do would be to get the YouVersion Bible of the app that day, film the video, edit it, post it, all before 10 a.m. And so that was received so well. People absolutely loved it. I got so much out of it just reading the Bible and piecing that together, that I couldn't stop doing it. I was like, let's do this every day. And so I filmed a bunch before my trip to Sweden, so they were coming out while I was in Sweden. I did one with my friend, and that was so great to be open and kind of share my creativity with someone and having him in my video. That's kind of the first time I really did that. And absolutely love it. I want to do it so much more. And then I came back sort of doing the same rhythm, and then I was like, life is going to get really busy when I start school back again, so I'm going to start scheduling and recording in batches, and so I did. Now, at this current moment in time, I have recorded and made 108 reels every single day. Well, not every single day, I've done one every day for 108 days. That is incredible. That is the most I've ever done something every single day. And it has grown so much. It has been received like crazy. Like, people I don't even know absolutely love it and want more. My followers went from 400 to 4,000. I now have 4,000 followers at this moment of recording. That's something I never thought I'd be able to say. That sort of number. Like, I've always dreamed of reaching numbers like that. And it feels so weird to now have done that. And I don't care about the numbers. Everyone asks, how long are you doing this? What's your goal? I just say, I'm going till I need to stop. And I don't see that stopping for a long time. But the way that people are receiving those types of videos of me just reading a verse of the day, people really need to hear this kind of stuff. And the amount of people that love it just shows how much people need to hear the Bible. And so it's amazing. It's grown my faith like crazy and my filmmaking editing skills. That project is amazing, and I'll do another episode on that. That is an amazing, amazing thing that's happened the past 100 days. Anyways, after Sweden, I went to Scotland with my family, and that was one of my favorite holidays I've ever done with them. Just having all being a bit more grown up and being somewhere in the middle of nowhere for a whole week in Scotland, that was a lot of cherished memories, and I'll love that time. And then college started back again, my second and last year of school. That is crazy. Now, a lot of people ask me what I want to do in the future, and I'm still trying to figure that out. University has never really been for me. I feel like I would benefit a lot more just going out in the world and failing and making mistakes, but learning from that and learning from real life and creating a business. And I don't know what's to come. God's got it all planned out. I'm not really that worried. I have been, but I've learned to let God take control over those fears and live every day for God. And so that's what I'm focusing on and trying to focus on. In days, it can be really hard. But knowing that God has everything planned for me doesn't annoy me, because what I've been through has been so amazing, and what he's been doing in my life has been so amazing. So letting go of those things I can't control, letting God take control of that, and being open to him every single day is what I'm working towards. But yeah, college has been interesting. It's started to get really busy again. But I've been creating so much lately with the verses of the day and just work coming up a lot. I've been pretty great. Life has been pretty amazing. And so much has happened over the summer. It's been really nice to reflect on. So much is going to happen. So much has happened that I even haven't talked about. But I really wanted to start this again and tell you a little bit about where I've been. And there's a lot to come. And I don't know where it will go or what I have planned. I just want God to take over, and I want my heart to lead this podcast. Right now, I am getting chills and goosebumps as I'm speaking, because doing this and talking about this gives me so much joy. Talking about how God is in my life and a part of my life and what He's doing in my life is so exciting. And I can't keep that inside. I have to let it out somehow. And this is an amazing way that I feel comfortable doing. And so I hope to make many more and continue to document my life in so many different ways. Thank you so much for listening. I don't really like to end it, but I've been talking for a long time. I recorded some verses of the day before doing this, and so I need a drink. But yeah, thank you for listening. It's always nice to have a place like this with a small amount of people to rant about. And I hope you find some value in learning about what I'm learning in life as I continue to document it. So thanks for listening or watching. Let me know where you came from, what you want to hear in the future, what you like about the podcast, what you dislike about the podcast. I hope you don't dislike anything. But if so, I would love to get better and improve my skills. So anything you want to say, please just let me know. I love to hear from you guys. And so, yeah, thanks for being with me. I hope to see you next week. We'll see if I end up recording one in time. Life is pretty crazy, but I'm going to work hard to do so. So thanks for being with me. Have a great day. That's how I end up ending all of my verses of the day. And so it's just become a thing. So yeah, have a great day, and I'll see you next week, hopefully. Know that God loves you, and keep enjoying life.